Chapter 3. A Sign of Contradiction. One of the most striking phenomena in the Gospels is the endless confrontations between Jesus and the religious authorities. I, like all of us, have read those episodes for years, but it made little impression on me until a few years ago as to how large a segment of the Gospels those confrontations occupy. I am aware some modern Christian and Jewish scholars doubt that these confrontations ever took place, but they are so intricately tied in with the many messages Jesus taught during those rapid-fire exchanges that I find it difficult to doubt the veracity of those episodes. Indeed, an integral part of the good news is expounded during these exchanges, which start out very early in Jesus' ministry. In a way, Jesus lays out his mission statement on one occasion when he discusses his relationship to the law. "I have not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Amen, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or tittle of the law will be lost until it is all fulfilled. Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." Then Jesus goes on to proclaim that goodness is not in the external observance of commandments, but in the spirit that inspires the proper observance of the law. A person can keep all the commandments, yet never do one good act. Commandments are negative. They tell you what not to do. Jesus was positive. He promulgated a new law, a law based on love. If you are offering your gift at the altar, and you remember your brother has anything against you, leave your gift on the altar, and go first and be reconciled with your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Compare Matthew 6. In Jesus' day, the law of retribution was in vogue, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If one injured you, you had a right to take revenge. Jesus' holiness countered that. "But I say to you, do not resist the evildoer. On the contrary, if someone strikes you on the one cheek, offer him the other. You have heard it said, you shall love your friend and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to